Because it's like we some beast, we actually like doing this, bro. I can't cap, bro.
Oh,
she's
so you can only record
bad,
30 minutes.
Nigga.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Oh, you can only record up to 30 minutes at a time, though.
Ah,
I mean, I could just press record again like after this, so but we live now. We live,
oh, shit.
Yeah, we live.
Oh, damn,
yep.
Welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. You already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy Jew, aka the Panty Slayer, aka the Dutch Master Slasher, aka the Fat Pussy Grabber. And I also got my main man.
It's your boy Nate on the motherfucking mic. And welcome to the podcast, y'all.
Don't cancel me for that, all right? I'm not trying.
Like, yeah, this is our first, like, kind of live episode. So.
Oh, shit, we're oh yeah. Damn. Oh, I just see.
Ain't nothing wrong with what you said though.
Oh, okay.
You said nothing like crazy.
Nah, cause then they try to like cancel Trump for like, you know, grab about a pussy.
Nah, well, niggas already don't like Trump. So it makes it like everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon of canceling him once he does something that's even remotely bad.
Oh, okay.
But Trump is just a terrible person. I mean, besides the grab her by the pussy thing.
Well, consensually. Crabbing,
yeah, but he's also know. Talking about how sexy his daughter is. So like,
okay, I mean, nigga, you're just weird.
Yeah. So like, it's just that's a little different.
Like, nah, that's just fucking disgusting. All right. Oh, but before we definitely get into, first of all, that is just terrible. Shout out to our affiliate links, and shout out to all of our sponsors as well: Bluehost, One More, Instacart, and also our sponsor.
What's the scenario?
Yes, sir. A hip hop card game that you should play with about 8 to 10 people, and it is fun for all ages, about 14 to 45.
yeah, real talk.
Okay,
some of the names on here, shit, you could be like 60 and probably still have fun playing this.
Yeah, on God.
Yeah,
but
yeah, moving on, man.
Yeah, just the first topic to go ahead and, you know, start off the day, bruh. This nigga Kanye, $200,000
a
month.
Like, I gotta understand, like, what the fuck is the point of that? Like,
and child support.
What court system sees that's fucked up? But what court system sees a woman like him, who I'm not even gonna bring up why she's where she at, but somebody that has all these resources as far as money goes, and then look at Kanye, who's, I mean, not a billionaire anymore, I guess, but still hundreds of millionaire, and they're like, you know what, she deserves 200k a month. Like, how much is that a year? $2.4 million. $2.4 million a year, like, that is crazy.
Wow. No. No.
I seen a video, and I'm happy that we just on audio, because I can just whip my phone out and look at this.
Fendi facts.
I think it was just a picture, but I thought it was so true that I had to save it.
It usually be like that.
Oh God. Oh God, you gotta hit that save. It's not just a like, bro.
Oh Jesus.
It said, when Tyrese had a mental breakdown online in regards to not seeing his daughter in 2 years, people laughed at him and he became a meme. When Kanye West had a mental breakdown on TV, people called him crazy and he too became a meme. The world watched Will Smith listen to his wife tell him live that she had an affair. People laughed at Will and he also became a meme. Yo, and yet folks wonder why men don't open up about their mental health. I thought that
it's
was
like,
hilarious.
That is just so fucking, it really hits the nail on the head.
Oh,
right?
God.
Like, dead ass.
These are all moments that I remember too, but yes. I just didn't think of it like this.
It really sums up this culture, like, honestly. The social media culture, or at least this generation in general, like,
yeah, it really shows that y'all don't care about men.
Yeah, it's like, y'all, we look, for the most part, because shit, even there's some men out there that's, you know, being trolls on the internet clowning these niggas.
Yeah, we attribute to it. It's just like,
because I mean, I definitely made a couple jokes. Like,
we make jokes because I mean it's funny to laugh at other people's pain though. Like,
yeah,
that's just a big part of it too. But it is also funny how we see situations like, oh, we supposed to care. Who's that? Who's that bitch that was on Love and Hip Hop crying about like $4K a month?
Erica Mena.
Yeah. We supposed to care about that shit, but these niggas literally Kanye West was like, I want to see my kids.
No. And it was after she got divorced. It was after the divorce papers finally got finalized. She's crying, happy, celebrating. Tears of motherfucking joy. Oh my gosh, I'm just so happy. And then you're telling me I have to take 100% responsibility, financial responsibility, and you're not giving me child support. Like, what?
Yeah, but we supposed to care about that. But Kanye West is begging to be a father, and that is that nigga. First of
that
all,
means a lot
in the Black community. We already have a lot of absent fathers. Whether anybody wants to think is going any differently. Very slightly, but barely.
We still got a lot of work to do.
But Kanye West is literally begging to be a father to his kids, but yet Kim, being the crazy bitch she is, has put him through the ringer as far as that. And now the court system looks at it like, even after all this bullshit, even after Skeet Davidson came and went, we're gonna
got tatted. And then splatted all over her back.
First of all, Skeet Davidson, down bad. Tremendously down bad.
Look, at least he pulled out. All right. I'm proud of that man.
I guess.
At least he pulled out.
Who didn't pull out?
Kanye.
I mean, yeah, clearly. But yeah, I'm saying like all the other four Ray times. J pulled out.
I don't think Ray J pulled out. I feel like she got a plan B or got an abortion.
You're like, this not the nigga I want to have a kid. Yeah, okay.
I don't want to make light of that type of situation, but yeah. I feel like that's exactly what happened.
No, being Kim's history, I wouldn't be surprised by anything, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, they tried to lie my nigga Ray J name, bro. Ray J had to come out with the Carfax. Like, he was like, well, hold up, bitch. Like, no.
Like, yeah, y'all not about to sit here and throw me out of the bus.
I've been chilling. I ain't
even say shit to y'all. Like, I ain't do nothing to y'all, but now y'all want to bring my name into the
for blender. Ratings, nigga?
I hate watch this.
Yeah, and expose it. I mean, a lot of people act like they already knew that Chris was involved.
Look, I'm surprised he didn't get, like, knocked off, honestly, because that's like Illuminati shit. Get blackballed. Oh, like,
no, they gonna blackball him. Blackball him.
Raycon get like bankrupt and shit, just magically out of nowhere.
That's the way I would assume Hollywood does things. Like, they don't kill you, but they will blackball you.
Yes.
To the point where you want to kill yourself.
Look, just like Dave Chappelle said, all right, there's two things you don't say in a sentence. The and Jews. Anytime you say anything, you know, along those lines, you're basically asking to cancel.
But when has that ever been true though?
Kanye.
Besides this, though, that's my thing about Kanye and him walking off and shit, walking off that podcast. It's like,
wait, he walked on a podcast?
So they was having a conversation, and I don't know if you know who Nick Fuentes is.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of different, I guess, for lack of a better word, extremists. Like, Nick Fuentes has said a lot of racist things and blah, blah, blah. So Kanye was like, he was saying how he found out, he didn't want to say this, obviously, but the Jews tried to lock him up and he felt like he Martin Luther King.
Nigga.
Or he said, no, this is what he said. He said, I thought I was Martin Luther King, but I'm starting to figure out that I'm Malcolm X. I'm like, what the fuck?
I was about to say, he does sound like he West X. Like, he ain't about to, nah, bro.
There's no comparison.
Like,
there.
Do not sit here and soil or disgrace Martin Luther King's name.
Yeah, right?
Like, nah, don't do
that. You make music, bro. Like that's literally what majority of the population knows you for, let's be honest.
Yes.
But he started talking about the
Yeezys.
Yeah, Yeezys too. Yeezys came a long way. Back in the day, like Yeezys, I mean, they were
like slave shoes.
Nah, back in the day, they had the Red October Yeezys that like fucking.
Nah, I'm talking about the fashion show ones.
Yeah, the newer ones.
Yeah, before they actually like got like modernized.
Yeah, right. Because the old Yeezys, I thought it was ugly too, though.
Yeah, like I said, slave shoes.
Yeah, but they had like the hoop and shit in the back. It was like shark teeth type of thing.
I'm like, bro, I'm not
it glue up shit. In the dark and shit, and the Red October is just completely red. Like,
oh yeah, them bitches are hard though.
I don't like completely red shoes though. That's not.
I don't either. But I would get probably one, maybe two pair, because it's like, why not?
It's because it's Kanye. That's literally the only reason I could think of me ever buying Yeezys is because of Kanye.
I can respect that.
Yeah, it's not because they fire. The boost, 750s the boost, or the 350s, I mean, yeah, them those shits was fire. Yeah, yes, that was fire. Yes,
I still want some.
But
of
even
those.
Then, you seen Pharrell, them Pharrell shoes, they like runner shoes, and like, but it had, bro, I'm about to look it up. I'm about to look it up. It's fucking bullshit. Okay. But Pharrell got some fire ass shoes too. He did like a collab with somebody. I'm gonna just look it up.
Oh, you know, Dapper Dan is actually doing a collab with Gap.
No, I didn't know that. I don't know who Dapper Dan is. I'm not even gonna pretend like I do.
Dapper Dan, he's basically a old school designer. He's been out for years.
It was Adidas that he did the collab with.
Oh damn! Goddamn.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Nah, but I ain't gonna lie. We also live, so I don't want to take up too much time. But yeah. I looked at these, and I just don't feel the same way I did before when I looked at these. I'm like, wow, these kind of ugly.
Like, these bitches not fine.
But we fuck with real though, so let's just. I'm not even gonna put that on the podcast, man. We just gonna go to the next topic. But no, I'm gonna get back to the Kanye West thing, and Tim, the person podcast it was, he was like, you know, I'm sorry that they did that to you. And then Kanye was like, who is they? Because he wanted him to say the Jews. But
I'm not about to do that. Like, if you think I'm about to set myself up for that, boy, you got me
like,
bro,
why would you expect him to say that? Even okay, let's just say Jewish people run the world. Let's just say that.
Okay,
I don't know if that's true, but I've heard a lot of things.
I feel like they do.
I heard they run a lot of industries and a lot of businesses that
don't they run Disney,
like Viacom and shit like that, TV networks, news networks, they own a lot of that shit. I heard, I'm not entirely sure, but let's just say they do. Why would you want to say anything to like upset them? Like, why would you, just because Kanye on the show, you want to say something to upset them and become canceled like Kanye? So Kanye got mad that he didn't say the Jews, the specifics of what Kanye was saying. Tim didn't want to address the fact that it was the Jews, but it's just, that's just Kanye's perspective.
You have to dance around it, especially when you want to keep relevancy.
And especially if you don't even know if that's the truth. Like, yeah. Who's to say that the people oppressing Kanye is Jewish people? Who's to say that honestly, it's not just those Jewish people that's oppressing him?
That's like him just taking it into a general, more general sense type deal, or just taking it way to the extreme.
That's called generalizations, and it's like, yeah. How could you expect someone else to address specifics in your story, your life story? How am I going to say, oh, I'm sorry the Jews fucked you over, but I don't even know if that's even true. Like, and then Kanye didn't even say the Jews, obviously, because, you know, they on a TV show on a podcast that can get canceled. So it's, of course, I'm going to say, I'm not gonna say the Jews. You didn't say the Jews. Well, I gotta say the Jews.
Like, yeah, true. It's like, dude, don't sit here and try to have me. Wait, don't crabs in a buckle.
Crabs in a buckle.
Don't crabs in a bucket me, dude. Like, come on.
Yeah, man.
That's doing too much. Don't have me come down because you want to sit here and bring the whole ship down. Fuck that.
Yeah, right. Like, why'd I want to get canceled with you?
No. Just because they set you by the trash can don't mean I want to eat by the trash can either. Fuck
on God,
shit.
On God. But you can be surprised, even besides Kanye, like when you in this is celebrities in general, when you in like a echo chamber of niggas that just agree with you all the fucking time, bruh, you always gonna think that you right, and that's just what it is. Like, especially with celebrities, because niggas have a vested interest into saying, oh yeah, you right on that. Oh yeah, you should run for president. Like, you
got, wait, AKA you have a whole bunch of dick riders around you. Like, you know, in all honesty, I'm not going to speak into any specifics, but I do feel there's one person in my friend group who has a lot of people around her, and they just boost her up so fucking much to where it feels like she has a God complex.
Right. It's just like what Joe Rogan was telling fucking Brian Callen.
Yeah, like, you know, you don't have anybody actually calling you out on your bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like, the truth. That's one of the realest niggas advice ever. And yes. That's something you gotta tell at least somebody in your life.
Yes. And it's like, no, you don't want to hear it, but at the same time, I'm not gonna sit here and treat you like you're a god. No, because
yeah,
I
don't
want to
hear it, but you gotta hear it.
Yeah, because I know for the surefire fact that you're human just like me. I'm not about to sit here and hold you to a higher standard or do all this extra shit. Hell nah. Now you can hold yourself up to that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But that should not happen over here. Just because Jack, Jim, and Dick does it doesn't mean I'm going to do it. Fuck that.
I might do it, honestly. I mean, it depends on what it is.
You're a sellout.
No, I mean, I'm not a sellout. It's just like, if it looks fun over there, sometimes you want to join.
You're a dick, man. You're a dick. Fuck out of here.
Shit. Everybody fucking bitches uses like, nah.
Okay, nah, you're right on that shit.
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah,
like, you don't want to join in. You're not going to be the nigga not fucking bitches.
But it's like, when you got like motherfuckers just sitting here in your corner, just not calling you out or holding you accountable and just saying everything you're saying is just the word and it's golden, it's true, and that's something I should live by. It's just like, what the fuck are you
but
even
that's
doing?
That's majority of people. Majority of people surround themselves with people that enable them to be the worst, well, enable the worst parts of them, because it's way more comfortable that way to have people around you that's just like, oh yeah, we should get drunk as fuck tonight even though you got work at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, like it's more comfortable and more fun. You feel like I feel like everybody feels like they have so little time, which can be true. You never know when your time is up. So it's like,
true.
A lot of people want to just do it just because you don't know if you're going to have it tomorrow. And the reality is majority of us do.
Tomorrow's never promised, nigga. What?
I mean, it's not promised,
but
it's a high
bed,
probability.
All right? If I go to bed, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to wake up.
Yeah.
It's like that 1% where I'm not going to wake up.
Like, the probability of me dying, like, right now or tonight is kind of low, bro, real talk.
Like, yeah, because I'll be in the house.
Yeah, I don't do nothing, bro. Like, how would I die? Like, real talk.
Like, shit.
No, not going to work, though. That's fucked
up. Yeah, must death, must death.
Niggas die every day, B.
Yeah, I'm God. But, nigga, I'm going to hate going to work tonight. This shit is going to be some bull.
You work at 12 hours overnight?
Hell no, nah, I'm doing 8. Fuck okay. That shit.
I'm about to say, nigga.
Bro,
sheesh,
what?
Nigga.
Hell no. Bro, look, listen, all right. They're going to slave my ass.
Oh, yeah, for
but
sure.
But they're not breaking me.
The
fuck
that thing
shit.
About it is, like, when you offer to put in more work in, they're going to see it as, oh, yeah, we can work this nigga to fucking death, nigga.
We can... Yeah, let's see how much we can get out this man.
Yeah, let's get into it on a fucking 16-hour shift. Let's see how it like that.
Wash. And that bitch out. What? I'll nut up so quick.
That's how it be, bro. I learned that so fast when I started working. I'm like, yo, the harder you work, the more they're going to want from you. So it's like, if you're just a lazy nigga, they don't even expect nothing out of you.
Bro, nah, they'd be ready to like fire your ass. You gotta like,
bro,
you have to.
That's cap, bro. I see niggas. If your expectation is low, you're not gonna get fired because niggas already know you got low production. Niggas already know you're not putting in work like that.
Yeah.
But if you're a nigga that always put in work, and then you come in there, it's like, you know what? Fuck this shit. Larry over here don't do shit all fucking shift, but he get paid the same thing I do. So you stop working, they're like, nigga, what the fuck wrong with you, bitch?
Yeah, what's going on? Like, get some paperwork behind your ass.
You used to do like 40 pallets, nigga.
Hey,
what the fuck
nigga.
Is this?
Hey, fuck nigga, step into the office real quick. Let me have a word with you.
Like, it's different when they already got high expectations of you.
It's like, look, I'll say this. In my line of work, or just in my experience, I've realized to really how you stay like under the radar, you do enough.
You do the minimum. Right?
You do enough. Some days you do, you know, a little bit more than enough. But you just
for
do
the most
enough.
Part, just do enough.
Yeah, just do
meet
enough.
Meet the requirement.
Yes.
That's what it is.
That's basically it. Like, if you know you can meet over the requirement, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Real talk,
like,
bro.
Not unless you want to become a supervisor or some shit, then definitely go for it. But if you're just trying to get a check and you really not trying to be here for all that, just do the bare minimum.
Yeah, real talk, bro. Real fucking talk. I experienced that so young.
Yes.
And I mean, granted, I'm in peak condition at this point in time, but I'm like, yo, like, my back is hurting and I'm only like 18. So,
bro, yes.
Something gotta give, bro.
Yes. I'm like, bro, I'm not about to sit here and bust my ass for you, motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
But no.
Ain't we getting paid $9 an hour? Nigga, shit.
Nigga, shit. I better be glad I ain't stealing shit out of here.
Well, no, we was. We still in Nike shorts and shit, nigga.
Oh, nigga.
Yeah, we had Nike shit in there.
Oh, boy, y'all came up on a good ass.
Yeah, what, nigga? I had Nike socks. I had a few Nike shirts, nigga. We was jugging at that
motherfucker. I don't blame you, nigga.
Yeah, I mean, $9 an hour, nigga.
I was working at Stein Mart. I couldn't jug shit out that bitch.
Yeah, J.C. Penney was ghetto as fuck. Anybody could jug out of there.
No, yeah, I can respect. Nah, Coke.
Nigga's still in TVs.
What?
Yeah. I had a nigga drive up there and pick it up. Oh God, niggas stealing TVs, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, they was definitely losing money at that location.
Wow. Now I see what. Wait, is that shit even still up?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yep, they got like a lift store over there or some shit, like right. Rent cars or something.
Yo, like I dead ass wanted to apply for JCPenney's one time because I was like, you know what, it's down the street. Let me see if I can do that. Bro, that nigga Marks was like, bro, don't do it.
Right. It's funny because he put all of us on. He put Reef on. He put me on. Shit, who else? I don't think Darius ever worked up there. Shania worked up there too.
Shit.
Yeah, well, he put all of us on, and we all realized almost simultaneously, like,
this ain't it.
Yeah, this job is awful. Like, it's still, besides bro, UPS, the worst job.
Bro, y'all should have just, like, followed. Well, you tried to follow me. Like, you applied for the fucking job, and they still ain't even hit you back and shit. Like, DHL.
Yeah. What you talking about?
Like, bro, yes, nigga. Like,
yeah.
Dicks. Bro, yeah, y'all should have just, like, came with me, bro.
Oh, God, because, nigga, JCPenney was, like, the most ghetto place I ever seen in my life. Besides UPS. UPS is worse. Only by a smidget, though.
I feel like UPS is definitely a slave ship, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, a 10-minute break, and then you got to take, like, 3 minutes just to walk to the door.
And then you in a fucking cage-like facility thing.
Yeah, you can. Oh, yeah, that was the same thing with Dicks, bro. Like, yo. The parking lot was caged in, and then you had a smokers area that was caged in. Damn near everybody on the fucking shift smoked cigarettes. So we all like packed in that bitch like some sardines. Some people were like, you know what, I'm gonna just go outside. And then you got some people who's just like, bro, I do not want to walk through those metal detectors.
Oh God, take do everything all that extra out shit,
and
yeah.
All that good shit. And just, bro, look, nah.
They have. Why would they cage in? Like, do they think y'all just gonna run?
Like, yeah. Like, well, and then you got an emergency exit. I'm like, okay, that's good, but can we get like a door?
Yeah, like a regular so fucking for y'all door. To actually cage us in. Like, that makes us feel like prisoners.
Oh God, like yo, it's some niggas that I know. Well, I knew back then when I was working there. They're still working there, but you know, I'm proud of them though, because at least they moved up and got like better positions and shit.
Yeah, because once you work at a job long enough, it get a little easier.
Yeah.
Unless you go up to supervisor, then you got more responsibility, and then
fuck.
Yeah, expectations is high. Then, that's when it's some bullshit.
I don't think I'd have it. I don't think I have it in me to fire somebody. Well, I'm lying. I do.
You really deserve it.
Like, yeah, because I've seen too many of my supervisors or previous supervisors, not including the dick asses like of the world.
Funny thing is, dick ass caught on, and that's not. Like, it don't make sense.
Nigga, these niggas bullshit. Like, hey, you niggas bullshit. And that shit caught on, nigga. I'm just like,
but that makes sense. Like, dick ass. I can't believe niggas still saying that.
Because it's stupid as fuck.
Wow.
But, like, yeah, I kid you not. I've said that shit at work too many times. But I've had supervisors or leads that have been cool as fuck. And they're just like...
My bad. I don't even need yours, actually.
But yeah. But, shit. Damn, that fucked up my momentum.
Yeah, but,
oh, yeah, that's, oh, God damn. Oh, lenient and, like, being cool and shit like that. And, like, understanding, like, okay, well, at least you have to at least give me all, like, at least 100%. If you can't give me at least 80%, I can't ask for 100, but at least I'm gonna need 80. Like, if you can't give me that, then dude, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, because it's like, bro, first of all, niggas that get fired, a lot of times it's our fault, bro. Let's be honest. Like,
most definitely.
A lot of times we bullshitting. So I know a lot of niggas that be mad as fuck at a supervisor, but in reality, you missed 7 days of work in this past 2 weeks. So, like, but like, firing a nigga is a double edged sword, though, because it's like, on one hand, bro, you're not producing anything. I should replace you because they on my ass about numbers. And now I got to get on your ass, and you ain't even doing nothing. So I got to get somebody else to do this shit. Like, but at the same time, firing a nigga, he might have a family to take care of or some shit. Like, he might have some fucking, I don't know, got to put money on his son's books or some shit. I don't know. some crazy shit like that. So it's like, I don't know how I would feel about firing a nigga. That's why I said you got to really deserve it. You got to not be coming to work. You got to not be putting no production in. You got to be taking bathroom breaks every fucking 2 minutes. Like, you got to be doing something crazy for me. Like, yeah. All right, nigga, get up out of here.
Like, cause shit, there's been some times where I was like at a job, I'm going to the bathroom like 8 times.
Yeah, I'm God. You're just like, this is some bullshit.
Right. It was especially the times where I was like trying to stay awake too. I'm just like, oh my God.
That's how Amazon was for me.
Like, yo, y'all niggas asking for a lot right now. I'm God, trying to stay awake.
Like, I'm barely up, nigga. I'm working on very little fumes.
Yes. Just like, I already know tonight's going to be a fucking struggle. Like, I know it. It's what, 8, 11? I can't even go home and take a nap. Like, if I go home and take a nap, bruh, it's fucking over with.
What time you got to go in?
I got to clock in at 11.
Oh, damn. That's fucked up, dog.
Yeah, nigga. But it is what it is.
Yeah, man. Money is money.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the day, money is money, bro.
I can't wait to get back to first. Bro, I'm really, like, not fucking with this whole job shit, bro. Like,
no, I mean, bro, me neither, like, bro.
I like it to where it instills discipline. Well, this don't.
Yeah, like, a little bit, yeah. I get you.
Yeah, like, to where it's like, okay, I know I have to put priorities in order and shit like that.
Yeah.
But, bro, trying to run your own business or just, like, make money float out of nowhere is, like, really hard sometimes. Yeah, like,
you gotta sacrifice a bunch of time for that money when you have to work a job.
But then it's, like, rent's due, like, in, like, 2 days. Yeah. So it's, like, bro, dreams and aspirations can get you so far, but your bills are still due.
Yeah, I hate that in today's age. I mean, it is a big part of where we stay too, because like I think we talked about this off air or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in Pennsylvania, they make good ass money. And oh, they yeah. houses and shit. It's like the same
shitty
price.
Nigga. They shitty.
But the, I mean, the price is the same. That's my point.
Oh, you.
I don't like the style of them, but yeah, yeah.
They're shitty.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they old. It's like fucking 1700s. Like
fucking Amish people.
Yeah, real talk. And I thought that was just a name when we first went up there. But then you see the buildings, you like, nigga, what the fuck? Nigga, they had fucking
whole White Hall.
This like war was going on up here. Like God. Niggas had blacksmiths.
Bro, yes. Segregation was a thing.
Like, what the fuck is this? This old ass shit. The right
dragons
here.
Were flying around and shit.
Yeah. What? Whatever that fucking is.
Like, also Game of Thrones.
Had paladins
shit.
And shit. Yeah, nigga. Fucking knights. They had dwarves and shit. Like Narnia came out that motherfucker.
Like a fairy flying around it.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. A lot of the land is beautiful though. The land is beautiful.
Oh yeah, must have.
But it's like, well, they got certain silos
scenery.
And shit.
Yeah, certain sceneries are cool. All right, like the Samuel Adams, like the brewery.
Yeah,
yeah, that shit fire on the outside.
I think fire. That we like shit that we can't see on a normal basis too. So it's
yeah,
like,
true.
We see some shit that we can't see in the land. Well, in Georgia, we can see a bunch of trees, but we don't see landscapes and shit like that.
Yeah,
so
not
like,
unless you go to like Stone Mountain or something.
Man, fuck. Have you ever been like to Stone Mountain?
Yes.
Like the actual mountain?
No.
Bro, it's so like underwhelming.
Wait, so let me guess. You actually like climbed up all the way on top? And just like, yeah, we're here. What the fuck is this?
No, they actually got a gift shop up there.
What?
Yeah, I got this fucking big ass comically large fucking diamond. Well, it wasn't obviously a diamond, but it was like a comically large jewel thing that I got from there. But yeah, they actually got a gift shop up there.
Man, that's so bogus.
Yeah, right. Well, like it's like a fucking Cracker Barrel for Stone Mountain.
That's bogus as hell, bro. That's bogus as hell. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's not. That's not something like I went on there when I was in elementary school.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I was like, nigga, this our field trip, nigga. What the fuck you mean?
Wait, you know it's bad when you're in the first grade. Yeah. Roasting it ass.
Oh,
you're supposed
God.
To be just grateful for
oh,
anything.
Oh, God. You're supposed to be just happy, just in yes. a good mood, no
just
matter
like,
what.
What the fuck is this? Like, they think we broke, nigga?
Oh,
like,
God. What the fuck, nigga? We hiking a mountain on a field trip, nigga? What the fuck is this?
Like, nigga, I ain't
this is
all.
Before Michelle Obama did the whole fucking...
Oh, God. Before the initiative.
Like, what the fuck?
Nigga, look. I'll say this.
I miss those innocent moments, though. Going to the zoo on a field trip and shit.
Man.
The zoo is a terrible place.
I only went to the zoo like one time. I remember the flamingos. I saw a baboon. And he actually had like a red eye.
Yeah.
And shit.
But that shit, when I go there now, or when I last time I went, I was probably like 17.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga, why people even like going here? It's like shit everywhere. It's like shit. Like, it's like animal shit everywhere, nigga. Like everywhere. I mean, sure, you get to see some like exotic animals and shit, but it's like, nigga, It smells like a shit. Like
it's nothing but a shit den.
It's literally it's shit and flies everywhere. Like just you niggas gotta give me this chocolate milk, this nasty ass school chocolate milk.
You give me some chocolate milk and shit around here.
The fucking flies done drunk it up before I even got to it. Like,
it's the same color. The same consistency. Like, bro, what the fuck? Y'all give me some spark.
Yeah, but nigga, strawberry milk nasty as fuck though. Like, nigga, what the fuck you talking
nigga,
about?
Nigga, you weird as hell.
Nigga,
boy.
What?
Strawberry and vanilla milk, that shit fire. Vanilla chocolate milk is like, eh.
Nigga, chocolate milk was the best milk. Who the fuck drinking strawberry? That bro, strawberry milk nasty as fuck. Now, nigga, vanilla milk, I get that to you, but strawberry milk, nigga.
You weird, nigga.
Nah, that's nasty.
You ain't never had like the strawberry Nesquik as a kid?
I thought we was talking about school milk.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, that's what that shit reminded me of.
But it wasn't that. Shit. Like, it wasn't.
That ain't.
And I didn't like that either. Shit. Fuck you mean?
You just weird. Nah, I ain't
like neither of them hoes.
You just weird as fuck, boy.
Man, what?
Just,
nah. I don't know nobody that was actively picking strawberry milk, nigga. I ain't never seen that in my life.
Me.
I ain't see you do
I'm
that.
I'm him.
He was literally the only one. Because I ain't never seen a nigga do that.
Shit, I'm him at the damn it. Like, hey, sometimes I.
You seen that video of fucking Justin Bieber, like, in the hood?
No. No.
They had
no.
That nigga singing his.
Wait, no, I did not.
Hold he on. Looked scared as fuck.
I can't believe that's an actual thing. Wait, what? This nigga just. Hold on. The Biebster.
Bruh,
not,
I guess
not
they,
Biebs in the trap was oh actually God. In the trap.
They had that nigga checking in.
Wow.
So they seen that little shit for us.
Nigga look scared as fuck.
Oh shit, they had that nigga doing push-ups. Make that nigga do some push-ups, nigga.
In the hood. Oh shit. Oh, this is like 4 years ago, nigga.
Yeah, he's really in the trap, bro.
Wow, he was definitely in the trenches, dog. I hate advertisements.
They fuck up the momentum, bro. Like,
yes, bro. Look,
click
just
on the
know
video,
tomorrow...
you think you're about to laugh, and it's just like, no. Nah.
Oh, shit. They call this man white chocolate.
Like, seen that shit, white boy?
Oh,
this
shit.
Nigga really cranking out push-ups, though.
Yes.
He really out there, though.
Oh, he's like, all right, man. Look, I'm tired.
Yeah, right. Damn. That's bro, all you get
damn,
for free.
He looked like a fucking
skinhead.
Yes.
Yeah, real talk though.
Bro, the only white boy in this whole fucking.
Yeah, right. He is literally in the hood, and it's like he don't know nobody there. He just in somebody hood. That shit trash. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, his haircut was ass.
Yeah, but he had dreads at one point. You seen that shit?
Yes.
Yeah. White people with dreads well is terrible, bro.
Not all.
Yeah. It's all straight and shit. Like, it's not supposed to be like that. It just take all the flavor out of dreads.
Wait, wait. When you realize Justin Bieber is respected more than Soulja Boy in the hood.
Bro, that video was hilarious when Soulja Boy got snapped.
It was like,
get the fuck off me, nigga. The fuck?
Oh no, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Like, nigga, you not good in the hood, nigga.
Fun, nigga. Like, this is my shit. Come out. Wait, boy, you a hoe for real.
Bro, he tried to claim a hood that wasn't his, though.
Like, Fruit Town.
Yeah, but this whole time I thought Soulja Boy was from Atlanta.
Bro, this nigga was like GD.
So.
How you go from GD to like blood?
Oh, I ain't know. I don't know shit about gangs, nigga. I ain't even know what you meant by that.
I'm like, nah, he was like, in one song, he was like, I'm 7-4 or 7-4 GD or some 7-4 GD folk or some shit. And like FBG Duck, not FBG Duck, but King Yella had called him out on that shit. He was like, bro, how you going? Come on, foe. Like, come on, foe. Like, how you going?
I just hate that this nigga has become.
I mean,
yeah, Big Draco. That's I mean, Big Draco is like the meme form of Soulja Boy.
He ain't even toting a Draco. He toting a fucking gun.
My mama Dracos are cheap as fuck, though.
The Dracos are not really reliable.
They're not, but they cheap for what they do, like, to people. You shouldn't be able to get something that fucking high caliber for so cheap. Like,
yeah, you're right.
You really shouldn't be able to get one
of them bitches for like $400.
Yeah, I've seen it. I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? Somebody just buy this.
I ain't gonna lie. I thought about getting a mini Draco.
But why, though? What would you even use it on? No, I mean, besides just a people allegedly.
Yeah, just a flex.
I got Draco, nigga.
Yeah, just to get in the booth with the Draco.
Why don't we choose to embrace the most unreliable AR there is?
It's so horrible.
Like, it's not practical at all.
I would get one with the stock on it, honestly. Like, if I could, really, I could just customize the grip and then just put a stock, reversible stock.
I mean, would make it more reliable, but and with all those customizations, it's like, why not get an AR-15? Like, why not? Like, you might as well. You're doing
it's because of the wood grain, bro.
You're right, though.
That's it's the just because of the wood. Yes, bro. Because of the wood.
I ain't mad at that. That's good logic. That's good logic right there.
Because I know who was it? Ugly God. This nigga, he went out in the backyard one day and just like, do, 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 do. Blew that bitch out in the air.
Yeah, the Draco?
Yes. I'm like, bruh, I ain't gonna lie, that shit's on fire.
That's a nigga that never cared about being, like, a great rapper.
Yeah.
He never gave a fuck about that at all.
This nigga texts back, like, fucking fit out to, after that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, so how long we got?
We got 36 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't really think of nothing.
I was about to say, like, I ain't got shit.
Yeah, I can't think of nothing, bro. I feel like I had so much to talk about. But
yeah,
then,
mentally.
Let me just look at my phone real quick.
Mentally, I'm just like.
Yeah, I'm pretty drained.
Yeah, tonight's going to be some bullshit. I'm just trying to get my mind wrapped around that.
Get my mind right, money right, ready for war.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I ain't got shit, dude.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, so we about to go ahead end this shit, man. We ain't got nothing to talk about. We ain't finna waste y'all time and our time.
It's been a day,
bullshitting at this point. So, yeah, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to our first live episode. There will be no cuts, hopefully. I don't think we said anything crazy, but. You know what I'm saying? This is our first uncut episode, so you know what I'm saying? Let us know what you think, man. We over here bullshitting, just have a normal conversation. But all my links is going to be in the description. And affiliate links, all that shit going to be down there. Website, SSLpodcast.com. Make sure y'all hit that motherfucker up. We got new merch on there.
Yes,
it's not really new no more, but it's new to y'all. So you know
still
what I'm
saying? Merch. Cop that.
Merch. And check out our YouTube, man. We post some more clips on there. I might make it a... I'm kind of mentally checked out. But yeah, man. All that shit. That's all I gotta say. All that shit. Yeah.
Delete all that shit, Peggy. But nah, for real. It's been your boy Jew, aka the Granny Slayer, aka the Dilf that could with the wood. All my links, description. Follow me on Instagram, http.gemini. Stream will be coming back very soon. PC's getting built. And again, we appreciate all the love.
Shout out to Carrie Lowe, where the fuck that is.
Yeah, shout out to Kalo. I don't know who you are.
Yeah, but appreciate you for subscribing to the channel, goddamn.
Oh, God. And shout out to 4 Pounds.
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
shout out to that boy. But again, we appreciate all of our loving supporters, listeners. Make sure with the YouTube, you like, comment, subscribe, turn the notification bell. Helps the algorithm. Also, share this to your uncles, cousins, couple of aunties. Your favorite auntie, send to her. All right, send to her.
That's kind of weird, but I mean, I guess I'll let it slide.
Not yours.
Let's just go with that.
But again,
like incest.
No. But again, we appreciate all of our supporters, and without y'all, there would be no us, and we gone.